Davy Jones is joining us on the line right now. You'll remember him from the Monkees. Hello there.
Hello there, buddy.
How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good. So now just explain to me the history of the Monkees, because I guess some people are confused. Now, was the group formed for the show and then it just took off from there? What happened?
Yeah, much the same as any television series. There were auditions held and just certain things they needed. They needed people with musical talent and acting experience. Not necessary.
Yeah.
There was a couple, I think about 400 people auditioned at the time, which was much the same as they do with American Idol or any of those shows these days, or any other casted, whatever it might be, you know. If they were auditioning for newscasters, you know, they'd always find from Cincinnati, they'd audition somebody, or somebody from Chicago, they auditioned all over the country, and in fact all over the world. And finally, after screen tests, Mickey, Mike, Peter, and myself were chosen, and we went on to make 56 episodes. The show went to 36 countries around the world, and recorded and sold upwards of, 50, 60, 70 million albums. I'm not quite sure what the figure is. It's always different every time I read it.
Yeah. Now, fast-forwarding, you know, decades later, I mean, going into it, did you think that it would have this longevity or no?
Well, you know, you always think about what you do, your work. I always, you know, I have a thing that I say all the time that to me is no different than the school play. I've always had a value for what I was doing as being something that, I put my energy and time into, and then it wasn't really up to me, it was the producers, and I never even think any further than, the project. If I'm offered a TV show or a personal appearance, you know, I mean, that's where my energy is, and obviously I now look at YouTube, and I look at all these different internet outlets that people have filmed me when I've performed. I was in Canada over the weekend, last weekend, and all of a sudden, last night, we're looking at a live performance on YouTube, you know, or pictures from different pages that people have. In fact, on our own page, davyjones.net, we've probably got pictures up there already of the performance and comments from fans and other people that were there and saw the show.
Technology is incredible, isn't it?
It's quite interesting, you know. It's instant. You get instant opinions and you get instant news. It's, you know, I mean, I can read the London Times on the computer in the morning, you know, and contact friends instantly. You know, I don't have to, you know, the written word.
Mm-hmm.
It's a rarity these days, you know.
It is. And, you know, one of the things is, we talk about the music living on, and there are others who re-record your songs. I know the legendary Anne Murray does Daydream Believer. So, I mean, here's a Canadian hitting number one in the U.S. with your song. I mean, what's it like hearing others do your music?
Well, you know, it wasn't a song that I wrote. It's a song that I sang. It was John Stewart wrote the song. And, just saying that, I still, last year I was at Pepperdine University doing a memorial with a number of artists that knew John Stewart. We did a memorial, you know, and acknowledged the songs of John Stewart, you know, the songs that he'd written. I sang Daydream Believer once again, and I sang, it's interesting to listen to other people. I think that Linda, whatever her name was, that won English Idol, she recorded the song, and an Irish artist, Daniel O'Donovan, who kind of plays all the, you know, sort of old folks' homes and concerts around the world. Susan Boyle, I think her name was, she recorded it too. Mm-hmm. So.